On the 8th of December 2023, the world-famous Hollywood sign will be lit up once again to celebrate its centenary. Although it is no longer illuminated on a daily basis, the lights were first turned on when it was inaugurated as an advert to sell land on the 8th of December 1923. The property sign was only meant to stay there for 18 months. However, in 1929, the stock market crashed, real estate stagnated, and the sign was abandoned. Today, the sign is synonymous with the glamour and promise of Hollywood. It represents Los Angeles as a creative city and the US entertainment industry as a whole. As one of the most photographed icons in the world, its preservation is important, and the donation-based Hollywood Sign Trust was formed in 1978 to maintain the sign. Visitors can hike to the top of Mount Lee to admire it, and the 360-degree view of the Valley of Los Angeles, all the way to the Pacific Ocean. There are plans for a visitor center to be built to accommodate them. To find out more, Speak Up took a hike with Jeff Zarinum, chairman of the Hollywood Sign Trust. We began by asking him why an advert for real estate became so iconic.
If you go back to the early 1920s, there was nothing up there in the hillsides. The hillsides were barren, and land developers were starting to sell land to build new homes. And most of the people were living in downtown Los Angeles, so they had to attract people up into Hollywood. And one of the ways that they did it was by building this gigantic Hollywood land sign, and they flashed it at night to attract people to come up there and buy lots, which they sold anywhere from $2,000 to $50,000. So they sold about 450 some odd lots up there, and people would build their own homes. That went on from 1923 to around World War II. So they closed down the development company, and the remaining land, which is where the Hollywood sign is, they donated between 400 and 450 acres to the city of Los Angeles for $1. And that included a broken Hollywood land sign, which actually said Hollywood land because the H had fallen down. Because the development company was no longer maintaining the sign. And it remained that way for about 3 years until the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce stepped in 1949 and said, this is not a good image for Hollywood.
The Hollywood sign is very exposed to the weather. Zarinum talked about its maintenance.
The Hollywood Sign Trust is tasked for taking care of everything Hollywood sign. So that means taking care of the physical structure, painting, seismic, topography, the landscaping around it. We have to make sure that the brush doesn't get too high. We have to take care of it for fire reasons. We have infrared cameras. We have motion detectors. I mean, every kind of security device that you can think of, we have up there because we have to keep the Hollywood sign safe.
The sign is a complex symbol. It represents glamour and success, but also battered dreams and lost hope.
It's a beacon for hopes and dreams. It's an aspiration, a motivator for people to say, I can follow my hopes and dreams, remembering who their favorite actor or actress is, that they made it big, maybe I can make it big. It's a representation of freedom that America is so famous for. It's only 9 letters on top of the hill, but it has a very special connection with so many billions of people around the world.
For Zarinum, the former property sign signifies home.
I'm in my 6th decade and was born looking up at the sign when I was a baby. But even today, I made sure that my house had a view of the Hollywood sign looking outside of my bedroom or my living room. Or every time I walk out of the front door, I look up and I see that Hollywood sign up there to make sure it's still looking good, because that's what I am tasked to do or honored to do. You know, it means that I'm home.